Good morning and a good Erev Shabbat, everyone. We are up to day six, which is called Never Sent, Never Signed. And that is about controlling your anger. I told the story about Abraham Lincoln's hot letters. Those were the letters that he wrote just to cool himself down when he got angry. And he would sign them Never Sent, Never Signed, because we have to learn to discipline ourselves when we get angry, not to impulsively respond. Because we know that anger triggers the body fight or flight response. I said that in the chapter. And that in turn causes us to think less rationally. We've all probably said or done something foolish when we were angry. Something I did not mention in the chapter, I mentioned it actually in class last week. We had a shiur, a class on this. And I quoted this Stipler, one of the great rabbinic figures of the 20th century. And he spoke about the frogs, which is interesting, my favorite of the 10 plagues, right? So the Medrash says that when the frogs appeared, it was one frog, and the Egyptians kept hitting the frogs to get them to go away, and they kept multiplying. So every time an Egyptian saw a frog, he would hit the frog, and it would multiply into two, and then the two into four, and the four into eight, and that's how Egypt ended up becoming filled with frogs. So the Stipler asks a very good question, this great rabbi. You know, the Egyptians were smart people. They built the pyramids. Couldn't they figure out after a while they should stop hitting the frogs? Every time they hit a frog, it multiplied. Maybe they should stop hitting them. But the Stipler says precisely that that's exactly what anger does. Anger is not, we don't act rationally when we're angry. We do silly, foolish things which are counter-logical, counterintuitive. So how do we contain the anger? So I mentioned in the chapter that one simple suggestion is to take a deep breath, breathing slowly in through the nose, out the mouth, calms us down, right? It helps the body relax in stressful situations. And you know, the equivalent to that is when you get an email or a text, you wanna write back, wait a little, take a few minutes, compose yourself, maybe wait an hour before you write that response. Something else I wanted to share that's not in the chapter that can help us deal with other people when we get angry with them. And that is a very famous teaching from Pirkei Avot, from the ethics of our fathers. And the rabbis teach that we should be dan et kol ha'adam lekav zchut. It's a very famous phrase that we should judge people meritoriously. You know, the whole idea of giving people the benefit of the doubt. And the rabbis asked the question, why do the rabbis, when they phrase this, this concept, they say that you should judge kol ha'adam, all man. Now the pshat, the simple interpretation is, don't just judge your best friend meritoriously, judge everyone meritoriously, even someone you don't know well, give everyone the benefit of the doubt, not just some people, kol ha'adam, everyone. But the word kol could be referring not to quantity, but quality. It could be referring to the total person who just offended or insulted you, meaning that what happens, why is it so hard to judge people favorably? Why do we get so angry at other people so quickly? And that's because we zoom in on the person's behavior that upset us. But when the Mishnah says, in the Pirkei Avot and Ethics of Our Fathers, Havedan et kol ha'adam, judge the entire person, right? When someone upsets or offends you, try to pull the lens back a little and don't just zero in on that negative behavior that your friend just exhibited, because of course that's going to make you angry. Try to look at the total person. Havedan et kol ha'adam, judge the whole person. Evaluate the whole individual and recognize that even though this person just said something nasty or did something wrong, it's the same person who was there for you when you were down and out, when you needed help on some issue in your life. They've been a good friend at other times. Right now, they're not being a very good friend, obviously. But look at the whole person, and that's going to help you keep friends. And that's going to help you rein in the anger, because you're going to realize that as upset as I am, I need to offset some of this disappointment and anger that I'm feeling for this person with the joy and happiness that this person has given me at other times. Now, I want to mention one last thing, and that is, you know, the Rambam Maimonides says that we should, not internalize anger. Anger is such a midah ra'ah, he says. It's such a a bad trait. It destroys people's life. Does that mean you shouldn't get upset at anything? He says, no, you need to actually exhibit as a parent and as a teacher. Sometimes you need to exhibit disappointment or anger. Like if a kid runs into the middle of the street and you're just like chill about it, then you're not teaching your child not to run into the street. They need to see you getting exercised about it. But the Rambam says that it's such a destructive force that what you should try to do at times as a teacher or a parent, when you need to educate a child or a student, is to display some anger, but not to actually feel it. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, great, good luck with that. Like, how's that supposed to work? But again, as we discussed yesterday, acharei ha'pe'ulot nimshechu halevavot, after your actions follow one's heart. The more we get used to being calm, spending a few extra seconds calming ourselves, writing that hot letter like Abraham Lincoln would write, or not sending that email and just waiting an hour, the more we discipline to breathe, to meditate, and not to just fly off the handle because I'm angry right now and that's going to make me feel better, the more we do that, the more it's going to affect us internally. My bracha to all of us as we go into this beautiful Shabbos, Shabbat Parshat Shoftim, which is filled with all of these rules and laws of this week's Parsha, is that these rules and these laws and these activities and these behaviors should continue to develop us from within, so that we can learn to contain anger and have the best possible relationships and not have that negative energy within us. That's so, so important. That's my bracha to all of us. Have a beautiful Shabbos.